The National Marine Fisheries Service hasn't named which boats are being bought out of the fishery, although that information will be made public later this month. The government will pay out $35 million in loans under the terms of the buyback, which targets the catcher-processor fleet. Michael Sturtevant oversees the NIMFS program. He says the deal was proposed by the Freezer Longliner Industries Co-op organization.
The whole idea of a buyback program is for an overcapitalized fishery where there's too many fishermen fishing for the resource. And in this case, the consensus is that there were financial incentives to remove a few of these licenses.
The cod buyback is the third reduction of the Bering Sea fishing fleet since 1999, when a $90 million deal cut seven factory trawlers from the Pollock fleet as part of the American Fisheries Act. That was followed by the buyback of 25 crab boats in 2005, a move that preceded the rationalization of the Bering Sea crab fisheries. The Freezer Longliner deal is part of a $75 million buyback targeting the Pacific cod fishery, although the details haven't been hammered out in the other three subsectors of the fleet yet. The plan was approved by Congress 2 years ago. The money is a loan, and the boats that stay in the fishery have 30 years to pay it back to the federal government in the form of a fee levied on their catch. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.